From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,001st broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the young sheriff, Farron Young.
Hey, I had a very good time at a party last night. I really, really did. I feel terrible and hearty. Last night, I really, really did. My feet were dancing on a little white cloud. I held you in my arms and I felt so proud. My heart felt just like singing out loud. I felt like the night for the party. I had a very good time at a party. Last night, I really, really did. I had you and felt hale and hearty for a while. I really, really did. But then about midnight, along come a guy. Looked your way and he caught me by. Said to myself, oh me, oh my, this looks like the end of the party. Time after a party last night, I really, really did. I didn't feel so hale and hearty, not like I did. Never thought a man could get so mad, never thought a man could feel so bad. Lost the only good thing I ever had, I lost everything at a party last night, I really, really did. Oh yeah, I really, 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 really did.
Thank you, neighbors. Thanks a whole lot, and a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Hey, Grant Turner.
Yes, Baron, what's on your mind, boy?
Well, sir, how about telling the good people who's on the show tonight?
Good idea. Well, first off, we got our regulars, Cousin Minnie Pearl and the Jordanaires.
Yes, and Chester Atkins, String Bean.
Tommy Jackson and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our very special guests, Lonzo and Oscar. Well, so we'll be hearing from our wonderful guests in just a minute, but right now, it's time for a great spiritual song, one called This Little Light of Mine, the Jordanaires.
Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Yes, this little light
of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine
every day.
I'll let my little light shine, oh yes.
On Monday, he gave me the gift of love.
On Tuesday,
peace came from above.
On Wednesday,
told me to have no fear.
On Thursday,
gave me a little more grace.
On Friday,
he told me to watch the grace.
On Saturday,
he told me just what to say.
On Sunday,
he gave me a power divine
to let my little light shine.
Well, Jesus gave me
light.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Jesus gave me light. I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Jesus gave me light. I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. I'll let my little light shine. Oh, yeah.
Well, now, this little light of
light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Thank you very much, the Jordanaires. Thanks a whole lot. Now, as I promised, it's time to get our guest out here, neighbors. So what do you say let's all get together and give a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome to them, Lonzo and Oscar. Oh, my word, Lonzo, Oscar, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Mr. Farron. Glad to be here, ain't we, Oscar? I say, ain't we, Oscar?
Ain't we what?
Glad to be on Grand Ole Opry.
But are they going to pay us?
Well, sure they're going
to
pay us.
See, well, we're glad to be here. We're glad to be here. Lonzo, I tell you what, you're all right. But Oscar, he seems kind of dumb to me. Are you sure he's got all his marbles?
Oh, don't pay any attention to Oscar, Mr. Farron. He's not so bad. Just a little silly. He's all right, though, after you get to understanding.
He's just a little silly. Say, ain't that the name of a new record you boys just recorded?
Oh, that it is. That it is, Mr. Hey, by the way, Farron, wasn't that one side of your new record you just sung a minute ago?
Well, it certainly was. I'm previewing my new Capitol record on the opera tonight. But let's talk about y'all. Thank you. Let's talk about y'all. Right now, here they are, Lonzo and Oscar, with a new Star Day recording. Get back over here, Oscar. It's called Things Sure Look Silly Till You Understand. Lonzo and Oscar.
Things sure look silly until you understand. One day I went and took a ride on my pony Tim. Rode by a big green pasture and here was all them men. A-pulling carts and swinging sticks at a little white bull. They pulled that cart a half a mile and now I've seen it all. They hit that ball out of sight, I watched them and then. They pulled that cart with all their might just to hit that bull again. Things sure look silly until you understand.
I'm gonna play now.
Good day, Mother.
Let's sing again. I was driving down the highway when I heard an awful noise. I thought it had to be a bunch of little bitty boys. I stopped and took a little look, and here's what I seen. Bunch of great big men riding little bitty machines. Around and around they go, around and around again. You couldn't see those midget cars for the great big men. Things sure look silly until you understand.
Now look there.
I went into a pool hall to pass away the time, and what I seen nearly drove me out of my mind. Got a man around the table, so smooth and so green, poking little balls with great long sticks, the silliest thing I've seen. One said he kissed, and the other said he scratched. Now I've made love all my life, but never like that. Things sure look silly until you understand.
Say, Farron, do you mind if I talk to the folks for just a minute?
Not at all, Grant Turner. You just go right ahead.
Well, neighbors, Christmas isn't very far off, and I've got a suggestion that'll make your shopping mighty easy. Now, for all those pipe-smoking men on your list, why not give them the big, handsome pound tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco? It's already gift-wrapped and bright and Christmassy-looking on the outside.
Yes, sir, and on the inside, it's just the same. Always fresh, always mild and mellow, crimp-cut PA. The locked-in flavor of the fine tobaccos just naturally give a man a cool, satisfying, comfortable smoke. And for the making man who rolls his own, PA just suits him to a T. It rolls so easy, smokes so good.
So, neighbors, if you're giving this year to a pipe smoker or a making man, give him the bright red pound tin of Prince Albert. And then when he opens it on Christmas morning, just watch his face as he lights up that first pipe bowl. Then you know why they call Prince Albert America's joy smoke.
Well, so here's the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers, Tommy Jackson, all playing it up to the tune of Leather Breeches.
Hey, we're the two leather breeches, and before the turtle left, swing is gone by the test. Swing on, swing, call, swing, and go. Turn around, you're going wrong, man. You need your partner. down, Jim, Jim, don't go down. Half a four and two, live, train your time, everybody says. Swing long, swing far, swing in, Jim, and mark the time.
Well, said neighbors, our hymn for tonight is one that's not as well known as some of the others, but nevertheless, it's got the true feeling and the spirit. So if the Jordanaires will help me out, we'll try to sing it for you. It's called, How Long Has It Been Since You Talked With The Lord And Told Him Your Heart's Hidden Secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through?
Light shone through.
How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden?
No burden.
Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you?
How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven?
How long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn and felt that the day is worth living? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you?
That he cared for you.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you so much. We're glad you enjoyed that. And thanks to the Jordanaires for their help. Well, sir, now it's time. We had a little music from one of our Grand Ole Opry regulars. So here he is with his guitar to play the old timer of Farewell Blues, Chester Atkins. Chester Atkins with Farewell Blues. Thanks a million, Chet. Right now, it's my pleasure to introduce my favorite girlfriend. She's one in a million, neighbors, the Gabby Gossipy Gal from Grinder Switch. I think you know who I'm talking about. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! a cold to be here.
Woo! I believe the boiler's done blowed up or something down here, you know? I'll tell you, though, we're having a good time down here. Oh, thank you so much. Ooh, it's worth being cold to have Farron put his arm around me. Now I done forgot what I was aiming to say. Well, sure, I tell you, though, Christmas is on the way. I can tell it because one of the fellers tonight, when I first walked in down here, grabbed me and put a sticker on my mouth, said, "Do not open until Christmas." They did. Honest. Oh, I don't worry about these fellers. I just wish they worried about me. Uncle Nabob come by the house last night, and we was all trying to get warm there, and all I was talking about Christmas. And we was talking about what we'd like to have for Christmas, and I was talking about my feller. He always gives me something for Christmas. Last year, he gave me the measles. But I said to Uncle Nabob and Mammy and brother and sister and all of them, I said, what I'd like to have is a new dress. And Mammy, she's all time trying to make us, you know, not want something to wear all time. Mammy said, now you don't need a new dress. She said, you know, clothes don't make the man. Uncle Nabob said, clothes might not make the man, but you sure can go a lot of places with them that you can't go without. Well, I tell you, though, now we are... Uncle Nabob, he's awful good-hearted. He's one of the best-hearted old fellas up there at Grinder's Switch. He's so sweet. Every Christmas Eve, he goes around to every house up there at Grinder's Switch. Every house, he don't miss a one. He goes around to all the houses and plays Santa Claus. That's where that song come from. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Oh, Uncle Nabob, he's bad about the... Oh, he likes the ladies. Oh, my goodness. Aunt Ambrosie, she teaches them a few things every once in a while, too. But, you know, I tell you what, we was thinking about last year. We got Mammy one of them bathtubs that's got running water, you know, that you can turn the water into and stop the tub up and then turn the water out of there. Finest thing I've seen in my life. It's the only one at Grinder's Switch. We're so proud. Because usually brother takes a bath in the spring, and now he can take a bath in the winter, too. Oh, it's just wonderful. No, sure enough. One time he took a bath in the spring and found an old sweater he'd been looking for 6 months. But talking about brother, he lost his dog this past week, and we was awful worried about it. I said, why don't you put an advertisement in the paper? And brother said it wouldn't do no good. That old dog can't read. But one time, Steve Jones lost his horse. And he's a good horse, too. And nobody could find him nowhere. And everybody looked for that old horse. Finally, brother found out about it. And he went off and found that old horse just like that. And when we asked him how he done it, we said, brother, nobody else could find that old horse. How'd you find him? Brother said, well, I just went where I'd have went if I was a horse. And there he was. Bye now. See you next week.
Come here, Cousin Minnie, honey. I want to ask you a question. Are you planning on getting lots of kisses under the mistletoe this Christmas?
I sure am, Farron, and I've worked out a deal that beats that mistletoe business all to pieces. I'm going to get me one of them big pound tins of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And when the fellas want to load their pipes, they'll have to give me a kiss.
Well, I don't know about that, Minnie, but I do know that any gal who gives her man one of those Christmas-wrapped pound tins of PA deserves a kiss. And why not? PA is always fresh. It's crimp cut, and it always gives a man a tasty, cool, satisfying, comfortable smoke. Making men like PA for the same reasons. Because in OCB paper, it rolls so easy, tastes so good. So for Christmas, or for any day of the year, it's Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
Well, so now it's time for a second number from our guests. So here they are with another of the great Stardy records, one called Have a Little Faith in Me, Lonzo and Oscar.
Your love is all I need. Take a chance with me. Together we
have a little faith in me. Many times I've seen you cry when other loves told you goodbye. The past is gone, so let it be. Have a little faith in me.
I promise you love, no more sorrow, and there'll be no tears, 'cause I'll never make you cry.
Don't let the past destroy your love that we both could enjoy. The past is gone, so let it be. Have a little faith in me.
Lonzo and Oscar, and thank you for being our guest tonight. Come back again real soon, won't you? Now it's time we presented another of our opera regulars, a long, tall, skinny boy who plays the far out of a banjo and sings a mighty mean song, the Kentucky Wanderer String Bean singing Tom Dooley.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
You said about that first song tonight, or this next one you're going to sing. But did I understand that both of these songs are on your new record?
Well, so somebody must have told you, Grant. But you know, as a matter of fact, Len, all joking aside, they are both brand new. It'll be our next Capitol record release, and it'll be out this Monday. And I hope all the folks out there like it. We sang one side on the first part of the show. Now, with the help of my good friend Donnie Young, I'd like to do the back side of our record. This one's called A Long Time Ago.
You used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long time ago.
say that we were old friends.
But you used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long time ago.
And to me it seems so strange to call you by another's name.
Cause you used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long time ago.
Just seeing you again makes me remember a long, long time ago when you were mine. But it's too late to live my life all over, or to turn back old pages of time. As you turned and walked away, I thought again of yesterday,
when you used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long, long time ago.
Just seeing you again makes me remember a long, long time ago when you were mine. But it's too late to live my life all over, or to turn back old pages of time. Walked away, I thought again of yesterday,
when you used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long, long time ago.
Well, neighbors, this is Farron Young saying thanks for being so nice to us, and we'll be seeing you next week when it's Christmas time at the Grand Ole Opry.
Out of all the different kinds of cigarettes on the market today, there is only one brand that earns so much loyalty from so many people. That brand, of course, is Camel, the most popular cigarette of all. You don't find Camel smokers switching from one fancy brand to another, searching for, well, fads, fancy stuff, who knows? The smokers who make Camels number one today in the USA know from common sense that the best tobacco makes the best smoke. And they know from experience that the Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why Camels give you such rich tobacco flavor, such easygoing mildness. This cigarette never lets you down, always tastes good and rich, completely satisfying and wonderfully mild. Why don't you try America's real cigarette, the brand that stays out front year after year? Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.